chat now with the relatively new mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis, about the city of Cape Town's water strategy, and particularly that element which says we are going to improve the health of rivers, flays and watercourses as a priority. We are going to reduce the mass of foreign objects in the city's sewers through education, increased proactive cleaning, as well as improved coordination and synergy with other city directorates. Mayor Hill Lewis, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Nice to be with you.
I mean, it is a big problem, and it is a problem that our listeners have been complaining about, and other people who live in Cape Town who probably don't have access to talk radio have been complaining about in their own ways as well. And I don't know whether this is just new broom wanting to be seen to sweep clean, or whether there is a renewed focus on cleaning up the sewage system.
No, there is. I mean, starting with the rivers and flays, I used to swim in the Milnerton Lagoon as a boy. Even a few years ago, I used to take my daughter down there. Now, it's for the last 3 or 4 years or so, it's been closed to swimming because it's too dirty. And that's the story with several flays and rivers around the city. So I kind of have this vision in my mind of before the end of my first term going for a swim in a city of Cape Town river, which I would never do in most of them at the moment, and that's got to change. Our natural beauty and our environmental assets is what makes Cape Town Cape Town. It's what makes it one of the best places to visit in the world. So we have to protect those and clean them up. It's an extraordinarily difficult problem. It's not something that can just be done at the push of a button or just with more money, because the pollution sources in these water bodies are numerous and come from many different directions and communities. So it is a difficult problem, but we've got to make headway. And then on the sewage,
can I ask you what you're going to do that the previous administration wasn't doing? So I mean, it's not as if it's a new political administration coming in and correcting the errors of the previous party political administration. It's DA mayor to DA mayor, the fourth, the fifth, sixth DA mayor in a row. So all of a sudden now we're getting, oh, don't worry, we're going to sort this out.
Yeah. So the first thing, one thing that I'm starting with already this week is around our data release. So many of the organizations around the city have said that they've really struggled to get water quality data from the city, and the city's forced them to pire that data, to access it under the Promotion of Access to Information Act. And often those have been declined, or the data has been released on condition of that it doesn't get passed on, non-disclosure. And I disagree strongly with that policy view, and I've made that clear, and we're going to change that. I think that data should be freely available to everyone who needs it. We all know that the rivers are dirty, so I don't see what the problem is in saying how dirty they are. So that's, I think, is an important first step. And then I've sat with the engineers, and some of them have said there are some capital projects. It is sometimes a case of spending on litter traps and litter nets and booms, additional machinery to clean the water courses and so on. So there is a budgetary element, and I've asked them to do some preparatory work on what that means and how much it will cost. And then yes, the biggest part of it is sorting out our wastewater treatment plants that often overflow into those water catchments, and there's a huge capital spend planned for the next 5 years or so to upgrade our wastewater treatment plants. And then it's about going to communities and trying to reduce the abuse of our stormwater system, all of which empties into those rivers and flays.
If people had access to better toilets, there might well be less problems, fewer problems.
That's true. So, that's got to be part of the strategy as well. There are places where conditions are so dense, for example, in Joe Slovo in Milnerton, where it's almost physically impossible to install any new waterborne sewage. That's all got to form part of a strategy for how we get incremental improvement in water quality over time.
Whenever I've spoken about this before, particularly with managers in the system, I've been told about the difficulties which you write about in the media statement after having paid a visit to Khayelitsha. And there are attacks on service personnel, and there is theft of infrastructure and so on. And one of the things I hear from community representatives to whom I speak about these matters is that the city doesn't listen. The city doesn't listen to what the communities want and what the communities think could and should be done. And perhaps that's got to be part of your strategy as well, Jordan. Not to go in there with all the ideas and impose them, but go in there with some ideas and be prepared to discuss and change them.
No, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. One of the things that really irked me and was an early decider in my decision to run, as I said in my inauguration speech, was trying to deal as just an ordinary community member with the Milnerton Lagoon issue and attending meetings where there was really a tin ear from officialdom. And part of that was around the data release and having free flow of information, which is why I'm really quite firm on that. We have to release the information. There's no reason why community groups can't get it when they want it. And also just that attitude of being willing to engage with some of these wonderful activists who have put in so much work over the years on this issue, and talk to them and talk about the complexity of the solutions. I think some people think that this is a simple thing to solve. It isn't. But also hear their ideas, because some of them have got excellent ideas.
Jordan, at what point do we, and I mean broader society, call you out for having been nothing more than hot air, or congratulate you on matching actions to your words, matching deeds to your promises? I mean, at what point can we ask you to report back and say, I said I was going to do this, this is what I've done so far, this is the improvement that has happened?
Well, I hope to be able to confirm publicly a new data release policy imminently. There's a little bit of argy-bargy around exactly what can be released when, but I'm firm on that. So hopefully that can be soon. And then I'm setting up a dedicated waterways and rivers cleanup committee that will bring in all of these activist groups from around the city around the table, and we'll meet regularly and talk about solutions. I've put Alex Lands down in charge of that committee. He's a conservationist and a real expert. And then we've got to, where there is money required, where there's capital expenditure required, we've got to get that into the budget and report back to you on that, and you can see if it's in there or not. And I'm happy to come and report back regularly on that progress.
Certainly, and if we could establish a communication channel with you so that we know when this first meeting has happened with the activist groups, and we can get a sense from them once that meeting has happened whether they do believe that there is a new future possible in this very important arena. So yeah, we will keep on your back, not to try and cripple you, but simply to either criticize you for speaking more than you do, or to congratulate you and walk hand in hand with you as we take this difficult journey and very, very necessary journey.